Ein Simen Shin Chos, Sieg Chos. Jeisch Misha immer, Schaheuchel, Tussim, Eishab, Heires, Adzeivim. The person eats berries or other peres, that the juice is tzeveya, it colors. So the arishainim that hold tzorich lizoyer, so he ate it, and by eating it, so his hands got full of this tzeva, this the juice of the peri colored his hands. So now he wants to clean off his hands. So the way he'll clean off his hands is he'll wipe his hands in a napkin or in a towel or in his begodim. And by doing this, his hands will get clean. But at the same time, he'll be coloring the napkin or the begodim. So, Mamela, there is a shita harishayim. This is from the Baal HaYereim that holds that he's not permitted with his hands, if his hands have on them the juice of these peres, to touch begodim or a mape because he's coloring it. Avol im tzeveya pitoi b'mashke, if he's going to, let's say, b'mashke haperis, let's say he cut open a pomegranate, and on the plate there is mashke of the peris, now he wants to dip in his chale into this mashke. He wants to dip in his chale into wine. Leslon bo be'ein shviya bo'ichlin. That is what we had learned in Sif Yutes. Be'meiker adin we hold ein shviya bo'ichlin. So if he's seiveya an oichel with seirech achilim, so that is permissible. But here, if he's wiping his hands in a mappa or a beged, this is litzayrech kinuach. He wants to clean his hands. So that is also. So the Machaber brings down the Shitas HaYereim that it is also, period. Tzorech lizoyer. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Haynu lahapoiskim la'el b'sif yudches. The psikreishe deloinicha also. That means taking everything into consideration. What his intent is to wipe his hands. He doesn't have an intent to color the mappa. He has an intent to wipe his hands. But it's a psikreishe that by wiping my hands, the mappa will become colored, number one. That's a psikreishe. So psikreishe is also. But this is a psikreishe de lay nichele, because theoretically he would prefer that the mappa should not get colored. He's not interested in dyeing the mappa. It's a psikreishe de lay nichele, number one, which is at the Rabbonim. Number two, he's a mekalkel. That means he's not dyeing this mappa. He's just that what there are stains on the mappa. This is, he's seveya the mappa with these stains, but this is called a mekalkel. So we have here two Darabonons. The psikreishe de lay nichele, and it's a mekalkel. Va'av al dikein, the Mechaba Paskin, he shouldn't touch it. This, he says, I know la poiskim lo besif yud chesem sikreishen lo enicho also. Ma'avol gav de mekalkulu. Mikol mokim isure mi oike ab sikreishen lo enicho le a mekalkul in still also. Shelo yiga. So the Mishnah Berurah asks Akasha, so we're speaking about such a scenario. He ate, let's say, a pomegranate. He ate berries, and his hands are all full of the juice of the pomegranate or the berries. So it says, Shlayiga biyodav smuis bimgodav. Let's take a step before that. But he was seveya his hands. Why aren't you worried about his hands? So va'aval gav did seveya konov biyodav. Even though he seveya konov biyodav, leka lemechis. The ain't via el bedovo shedalkoi lisboya. And the oil ha'odom, the skin of a person, that means a person does not seveya his fingers, he's not seveya his face. So memela, so since it's not derech lisboya, the oil ha'odom, so there's no iser tzviya on the oil ha'odom. So he asked the kasha, v'loi domi l'simin shin gimel sif chotei, the iser shom, the isha loi sav, there it says that an isha should not color her face because she seveya her skin. So we see that there is a concept of seveya. So he says, Isha Shani, there it's talking about a woman, Shedalko Bekach Lehisyapis, that is her Derech Lehisyapis, so by her is something that is Derech Lehisyapis. Masha'inkein, a person that when he's eating this fruit, it's not darkei litzboya, so then it would be, there's no iser on that. The Rav Nissim Karelitz is mesupik. If a woman colors her lips, that she's ruggled to color her lips, and be'etzem when she's eating this fruit, it is a color that is massive to color her lips. That means this is practical, it's a little over the lips also, but lemaise, it colors her lips, which is something that's not called its boya. So he says, and then he blies by Tzorchin if she's allowed to eat this on Shabbos. Because since this is coloring, the Mishibura had a problem that he's coloring the Oyer HaAdam. The whole Teretz was because it's not Derech Shel Adam Litzboya Oyeray, but by Yisha, it is the Derech Litzboya Sfosel, and this is a color similar to what she colors her lips. So there would be a Shaila on her to eat these fruits on Shabbos. Let us go a little further. Bivgodov, so Mamele is not allowed to wipe his hands on his begodim because he's seveya the begodim. Ubeveged odoim. What about he has a red beged? Koshkein the also lekanchoi. So one can think, well, it's red already, so what am I accomplishing? The Misakin of Hakelt are red begging to make it more redder. So it's Zichar also. So we don't have that. And now before we go further, I'd like to mention a kula from Rav Nissim Karelitz. Rav Nissim Karelitz says, this Issel of wiping oneself up, we're speaking about that his hands and his face is full of the juice of a fruit. So there's a shayla of tzviya. He says, that is dafke. If this color is made out of the juice of peiris, which are tzveya. He says, but let's say a person has his hands got full of cholent, and so he's going to wipe his hands in a towel, and the towel is going to get dirty. He says, and this doesn't go in Ketzei Be'eh, he says, the whole is of Tzviyah, that's a kula, the whole is of Tzviyah is only by the juice of Peres or by Dam, we'll see, it also is brought down, Dam is also Tzviyah Be'eh. But by Stamazai Lichluch, he says, that doesn't go into the is of Tzviyah and there's no problem. Now, this is the Shittas HaMechaber. V'yesh makilim b'chol zeh, kivin shudarech lichluch. That means, since the intent of the person when he's wiping his hands in this towel, he doesn't have an intent to color the towel, but he's melachlech the towel. So, but it's very interesting. This is a Shita HaRishayim, which the Mechaber did not bring. The Mechaber brought down that it is also, period. So the Mishnah Berura says, V'yeslis loich aleyem eichedi efsheloi lihizoyer bozeh. That means if he doesn't have an eitzim, that means preferably if his hands got dirty with the juice of peiris, he should go and wash it underneath the water and then finish. And that would be and then when he wipes his hands, he's not being tzedeus. If for some reason he doesn't have any access to water, so there's two alternatives, either to walk around with red hands or to wipe it, so v'yeshlis mechalem eichad the evsheloi lizoyer b'zeh. In a matzav that he can't be nizah, or the maisa later he brings down the same thing if a person cut his fingers, and also the same thing. So to put a shmata around it, to put something around it, and there's also tzitzviye damis seveye. So also then Allah says he should wash his finger before he puts on the band-aid or the shmata. But if he doesn't have an eight, so then we are seimech on this second day, it's terech lichlor and it is mutter. Before we go further, I'd like to mention, he also brings down, and Dirsha brings down the shayla, but I saw the shayla Nishma Shabbos, he clarifies the shayla a lot. There is, in the modern day and age, there are chemicals that are put into a toilet tank, that they're done in different ifanim, but it colors the water, and at the same time it puts chemicals into the water that prevents that the toilet bowl should get dirty. And so when one flushes the toilet, so that makes that the new water that comes in will come and come. If he has this in his tank, the new water that comes in will get colored. So we have here, we are Tzedeya, the water in the tank. So he brings down three reasons for Issa. We had them before, and perhaps we didn't explain it properly. The before and Sifu tests, we had We have that the Prima Godim says, Mikomokim ein rashoi lasis mare biyayin sorof odvash sheikno mimenu. A person is not permitted to give a stronger color in schnapps. Sheikno mimenu. So the sheikno mimenu is he saying two in Yonim. Number one, he's saying that the purpose he's making this color is not for his achila, not for their achila also, for all practical purposes. No, sheikna mimenu, that account that is, looks, the schnapps looks, has a nicer color, so because of that, it'll be more attractive, so people will purchase it. So first of all, there's a new dechayo. That's Ramazite. But he says there's an issa tzviya also because I'm coloring it not with seira achile. I'm coloring it so even though this is oichlem, I'm taking perhaps two oichlem and putting one into the other, and it gets mixed up, and it gets a color. But since the purpose is not litzayra hachile, so the Prima Gogum says, then there's the Issa Tzviya also. That's number one. So he says, this, absolutely we will say, the water is oichlen, but the purpose is not litzayra hachile. The water of the tank is being colored for a different purpose. Number one. Number two, he tines that after it gets colored, so these chemicals mix up with the water, so it's not oimid lachil anymore. The whole heta of yesh tzviya boichel, not to be it's poisonous chemicals or something else. That means the whole heta of ein tzviya boichel means that after the tzviya, it's still edible. Because I started off with water that was drinkable, theoretically, and by coloring it, so now these chemicals go into it, that could be now it's not drinkable. Wouldn't advise you to drink it, so we lost the center of Tzviya Boichlin. And then he says that third Nekude says, Ein Tzviya Boichlin means that if both of the components are Oichlin, that means I put yayin odem into yayin lover. So both are oichlen. So that's ein tzviya boichlen. But the dye that is put into the water is not an oichel. So therefore, one should not use this on Shabbos. If he has it in his toilet tank, he should take it out before Shabbos. Le'idah, he says, but what is, if he buys a guest by somebody else, and this person has it in his toilet tank, so he says, by somebody else, we have a few more heterim. Number one, it's a psikreshet deloy nichalei. I mean, it's a great menishton. If I made it in my toilet tank, so again, I want it. But by him, I have no benefit that his toilet tank is blue. And not blue. I mean, I have nothing from it. So it's a psikreshet by nichalei, a malachesh in trichel and gufet. And then there's a covered abrius involved. And then there is another husband, he says, if one is in a dilemma and a pickle is by someone else, so he has in these three etayim, the creation of Nichalim, Lachash, and Trichal, and Gufa, and Kovad Abrius. And also, there's Cheshbonis of Gromo. You have to know exactly how it works, because it could be that it works as follows, that all what he does, he lifts up the flap, which is, and by lifting up the flap, so then the water goes down, then the water level in the tank goes down. When the water level goes down, so then new water comes in. So it is not a kayachishen, it's a gromer, so al kaponim, in this dilemma, he is megal. That's in the din of tzviya. One more halach of tzviya before we go further. The Mishnah Berurim, Dirshoy brings down that the issa of tzviya also applies until you are not adding on a color, only a gloss. That means you put on nails a gloss that doesn't color the nails, just gives them a glossy look. That's also nichlan disel tzviya. Or the same thing, I want to buff over my shoes. That means I'm not putting any shoe polish on. I'm just going to buff over it, but I'm giving it a gloss. This also goes into the issel tzviya, even though lemaisa I'm not being moisif another color, but I'm being moisif a gloss to the dullness of the what was previously existent. Now let us go further. Now he's talking about mamishul tzviya. Hatzebe yachud, a person will die a chud, a tzved sha'olka ya'abot fochim, that is the length of a bot fochim, oi, dovor she'ev shel litvois mimenu chud kozem, or I have such wool or something else, that from that wool I can make a chud that is 4 tfochim long. So that is the sheer chiyuv on sviya, chayiv, so he's chayiv. V'davke tzava hamiskayim, we're speaking about the chiyuv sviya, that's davke a coloring that will remain. Avol tzava sheni miskayim klau, kidoin shehever srok oy sheisha agabi barzo oy nechoshes utzmoy. He put a type of a coloring on an iron or copper that it does not stick to it. So then it seems it's not chayiv, it's potter, potabolosa. Shreyato maviroi leshatoi veinai sebeya klum. But he's not, since it can be taken off, so it's not called a sebeya minateir al kapone. Ha'oise ein tzeva, a person made a dye. Kegoyin shenosan kan kantum lesoyis. May also shenasa hakil shocher. Now with this combination, now you have a black dye. A shenosan istis l'soich mechalkem shenasa hakil yorik, or it becomes green. Chayiv. So the Rambam holds, even to make a dye which is bekoyach to dye other materials is also chayiv. V'arayin etzayver sheinei chayiv mishem tzeveya, ele shik tzeveya bahatzeva dover acham. V'arayin holds the chayiv tzvi is if I dye something. That is the Gmar Meleches Tzviyim, that I had a material that as yet did not have a color on it, and I'm dyeing it. I will Tzviyis Mayim Shu'ein Tzav, but just to make a dye, with not bringing it to a Gmar Loi. So Mamela, there's no Issam. So the Raiva told it is awesome, not old Seveya, awesome Mishim Losh, Atkan Lishainai Bikitsa. So that is the Shitas Raiva. Now let us see Shin Chof Aleph. Chavile Peyo Ezoi Vikoirones. So what are these things? These are bundles. Perish mine asabim. These are different types of asabim, and they can be used for two purposes. When they're dried, they can be used for fuel, and they can also be used for a mahul behemoth. So mamelis of the loch is as follows. Vichnison le'etim. What is if they were brought into an oitzer that they should be used for fuel? That means that was his intent, and this is one of the purposes that this chavila can be used for. Ein mistap kimeim, so one is not allowed to use it in any way Shabbos, because it's mukzeh. That means it's oimed to be used for fuel. That was his intent. So mamele, so it's mukzeh. Hichnison lamachol behema. What if he brought it into this oitzer to be used as a machol behema? Koitein. So he's allowed to break off a chelik of a bundle of these asabim. So he's allowed to break off a piece Va'oicho miyad, miyad. And he's allowed to eat it himself. That means b'shas hadchak, it's also machol odom. So he's allowed. So since it doesn't have a shame mukta on it, because it was a chnisa l'machol behemim, so he's allowed to use it for himself also. It's not mukta. Avol loy b'kli. But he's not allowed to cut it off b'kli. It seems it's near a ketoichain, they can cut off small pieces. So I'll compone them, but Lee is also. Umoyleo beroshe etzboiso. Now, these chavilois, it seems, others of them, there's zroim, and there's psoilis on the shabitin on the outside, and by. So he's permitted with a shinui to press together the shabitim, the shells of these Israelim, and ma'atim. So this is a shinui of melila baroshi and stoiso, and this matam with a shinui they were matam that it shouldn't look like masarek. Let us see in Perish min Eitev. So it's lema mine asabim hain. Uruyim lahasoke. It can be used for fuel. Uruyim lamachol behemo. Lefichoch, therefore, akel heilech achamach shaftoi. So the decision, what it's aimed for, depends on why he brought it here for. Leitim liyavshom, he wants to dry them, and then they can be used for fuel. Vim hichnison stomer, what if he didn't think specifically? Nase kemish hichnison lamachol behemet. So then, I say it was it's not muktzim. But here in Dirshu, he brings down this whole letter of machol behemah is only if he has behemahs by him. So then it's aimed for machol behemah, so it's not called muktzim. He doesn't possess any behemahs and there's not too many behemahs around. So then machol behemah would not make it a muktzim because there's no behemahs which will derive benefit from it. Mehem the makta data minayu. That means if he chnisam leitim ein mistapkim mehem, he can't use it. Why the makta data minayu? He was hiksa data. Bahavale muksa. So it's muksa. If he chnisam lamachol behema kaitein toichol. So he's allowed to break off a piece and eat it. Iktsas huyim damkein lamachol adam. So memele, so fine. Avaloi bekli kederechel, and because this somehow it could look like teichen. Omeilel hainu. He squeezes it together. Mefarech asharbitim lechol hazeresh abisoichon baroshi etzboi. So with his fingertips, v'loy v'chol ayad, he shouldn't break the shabitim with his whole hand. Kedar shuaisa b'chil, it shouldn't be look like mefarech. So there were matter b'shinui. Steve's base. Ein oisen mei melach halbe biyachat. A person is not permitted to make in Shabbos allow a lot of mei melach, salt water. Lo seis l'soich hakvoshim. That means he wants to pickle food. He wants to preserve food, so he needs a lot of mei melach. That means this liquid, the salt water, will preserve the kvoshim, the food he wants to pickle. So in Shabbos, he wants to make the mei melach. Lo seis l'seich akvoshim. Mishu, and this is also, so there's an issa to make the Meimelach. The Meimelach alone is also to make. Mishum de domi leibud, because this pickling process is a preserving process. That means this preserves the food. That means you pickle it, you preserve the food. It shouldn't spoil. Ibud oires is also a procedure that you preserve the leather. So Chazal asked to do any pu'ula that preserves. That means if this one is going to preserve the food, the other one is going to do a pu'ula to be ma'abed oires, which will preserve the oires. And this is also minat oires. So me'mela mishum didomi li'ibud. So therefore, this is also. Avol yochel lases mimeno ma'at. One is permitted to make a small amount of meimelach in Shabbos. Lo says l'soich hatavshel. That means the small amount he is using not to pickle something. To pickle something needs some larger amount. He's just making a small amount of meimelach to put into the food, to make it tastier. So here, with the vial, we are speaking about the asiyas meimelach. So we have guidelines. If one makes lot, so then that's also because it's dummy to ibud. If one makes a little, it is not similar to ibud, and then it is permissible. That is, till now we were speaking about the amount of meimelach he's making. We'll elaborate a little. A lot is also a little is mutar. That's in the kamos of the meimelach. Now we're speaking about in the eichus of the meimelach. How much salt, what is the ratio of salt to water, how much is he putting in? So now there's another halacha. Bimnosan l'soichoi, shneish lishim melach, he made such a ratio, 2/3 salt and 1/3 water, that means because this is zicha, a meimelach that is used for preserving. So here we are not governed by the amount he's making. This is a meimelach which is used for preserving, and this is also. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Meimelach. So this is water and salt. Vuhu adin im noisin yayin, v'choymetz, wine or vinegar, ushom mashkin b'melach. It also has the same halacha. Akvoshim, and this was made, lo seis l'soich akvoshim. Yerek shekoyv shenoy, say this is a type of a vegetable that you pickle it, you soak it, kidei lehiskayim, that it's, you want to preserve it. Shekidin shenoy sein mei hamelach kidei lehiskayim. Since the reason he is doing this is kidei lehiskayim, that it should... that it should remain preserved, it shouldn't spoil. Domi le'ibud oir, so this is similar to ibud oiris. Sha'melach mikaymoy, because the soul preserves. Ba'af al gav de kaymolon en ibud ba'oichlem b'deraise. We ask him, there's no din ibud minatayr. We come back and meet Rabbon and Miyosa. K'moy shekosvu apreskim. So Memele saw a lot of Meimelach with an intent to preserve the Kvoshen. That's also. Now, the cross of the Sefer Tesli Shabbos, Davke Limu Kabanose Lo Seis Lo Seicha Kvoshim. That means he's making a gallon of Meimelach. And the reason he's making a gallon of Meimelach is because he wants to be Kovish Yerokish in this gallon. So there's an Israel now to make this gallon. He's a Mechalo Shabbos now before he does anything. Avol im ein kavonosa ilose, vahainu shedati lechalkom nosechat nafshilim. He's making a gallon of meimelach, but he has no intent to pickle something. He has 20 tavshilim, and in each tavshil he wants to put a little, in each tavshil he wants to put a little of the salt water to be matim the tavshil. So he is making a large amount, but the large amount is l'tzorech loses l'tavshil, not l'tzorech for kvishe. So the Tosfos Shabbos says, so then it's muto. After lo havei muto, he says the iser is relative. Now what allowed is also is because if you're going to use it for kvishe, avol liyo rabba iser. He saw that Chazal asked a lot already. Since normally a lot is normally used for Kvisha purposes, so Mamela Lat is always awesome. Chemashva Bemiri, Shekosav Derak Bemaat Itiru. The only matter Bemaat, Mipnei Shenika, because when he is making the Meimela, one can see Shenoiserak Letzerecho. Mashain came Bahar Beyitzbur Shoiser Letzerecho Lain Shom. So Kaponim from the Miri, we see that there's an issue to make a lot of meimelach, even though the intent was not l'shem kvisha. There is such an issue. Mishum de domi leibud. Now, va'afilu im noisein shemen l'soich mei hamelach lahatim. Gamkein also. So now, Pshat is like this. We will soon learn that the koyach of salt that preserves, if one adds oil, so the koyach of the salt gets weaker, and they can't preserve anymore. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. The Mishnah Berurah says, if he made meimelach, he made a lot of meimelach. So, mishas, he made it. He made something that preserves. So that's awesome. So even though later he will put oil into this concoction, kamkein also, because he first made meimelach. But the imnoisein shemen lehamayim koidem shenoisein hamelach lesoichai. But if one puts oil in the water before he puts the salt, so when the salt comes in, the salt is automatically weakened by the shemen that is there already. So the salt is not a salt that can preserve. Oi, for a second case, he put the salt b'hamelach kaidim shenoisen hamayim l'soich. He put first the salt in the oil, and then he put water. Yesh mekilim bozet. Now we have mekilim. Others are mekil. Mishum shashemen machlish eskoya hamelach. Milioys as the ain all of shame melach. So it doesn't have a shame of me melach. So there was an issa to make me melach. Meimelach means that there was a Zman, that it was Meimelach, actually, but later the Shemen won't help. But if he never made Meimelach, that means he put first the salt and oil, or the oil and water, so it doesn't have a shame Meimelach, so it doesn't go into this Issa of Ein Oisin Meimelach. We said that if he first made Meimelach, even though he'll pour Shemen later, it's also. Because he made the Meimelach, so then it was nearly Kemabed. So that's what he puts the Shemen in later, will not rectify his previous action. But a small amount of a Yochel Lasseis Memeno Ma'at, Lasseis Lasseis Atavshil, or he's making a small amount of Meimelach, little ben pitoy. Vechainami muta lishkois al nisrei oif vidag soli. He's making a small amount of Meimelach to pour on roasted pieces of chicken or fish. That is muta, a small amount. I think in the issue he brings down that a small amount means that it will be used up by the end of the Suda. Nothing will be left over. That's called a small amount. So there's only needed for... There's only needed for the Nitzorche Suda. But, Uvein imu oisa letzeirech Suda zu, by letzeirech acheres, it is mutal. That means, but it is made with suda, a small amount, so it doesn't have to be the suda moimed, it could be the next suda. One is not permitted to make meimelach with seirechel. But if he made the meimelach, the ratio of the meimelach was 2/3 to 1/3, Afilu ma'at mimneishenire ka'isei murios lichbash by dogim. This was a type of a liquid that was used to pickle fish or preserve fish. Shekein derech laseis murios. This was the ratio 2/3 salt, 1/3 water. Kosov Elia Rabba Bishem Marash Shemuta Lahoisev Chomitz Bimurios Acher Shekpar Nisyabshov. So here he brings down something very interesting. He brings down that Acher Shekvar Nisyabshov, we're speaking about, he had this Murios. This Murios is a liquid that is used to preserve food. And now the water evaporated, so he wants to put in more. So here it says, Acher Shekvar Nisyabshov, the Gilsho he brings down, the Gilsho de Le Rabbe is, Shekimat legamri nisyabshitz, almost dried out. So the Ktzais HaShulchan explains as follows. If it's nisyabish legamri, that means it's dry now. So it's called I'm making no muyas. So then I'm not allowed to. Then I'm not allowed to put vinegar in this muyas because it dried up completely. It still has some liquid, but it's in the process of drying up. Then, so it's not considered I'm making mulias, I'm just making sure that it should not dry up. Sif Gimel. Also, limloyach chatichais tznein. One is not permitted to salt. To pour salt on radish, Alba v'chomesh b'yachad. You have four or five pieces of radish together. Now on the salt, all four and five. V'pnei shenire, if I have a four or five pieces of radish, so it's nire kekayvesh kvoshim. So this is already, I have, this is not one piece of radish, it's four or five pieces. So the salting it looks like I want to be kayvesh kvoshim. V'ha-koyvesh also, now here he says, got a different reason why kvish is also. Mipnei shuhu kimevashel, something very interesting. That means even though minat Torah, the whole Issa Bishul is only by Toldes Sa'ul, dafka by Toldes Sa'ish, but by the kovosh kimevushel, that minat Torah doesn't have a shame bishul, but midarabonon it's called mevashel. This is the Shitas Rambam. So memela, the Rambam says, if I have four or five pieces of snoin, I should not salt them, because it looks like I'm taking an amount of snoin, and by salting it looks like I'm being kavish then. Elo, what do you do? Metabol kol achas levado. You don't salt them. Each piece that you want to have with salt, you dip it in salt, boichla, and you eat it. Avol beyim muter lemohon. But by eggs, one is allowed to salt four or five eggs together. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Tznoin vuhu adin kol dovo shetzorech meliche. Everything that needs meliche, kigoin bitzolim, onions, shumim, garlic, vulgikis, and the cucumbers, chayim. So now we said tznoin is only a moshul. Behed yikosav a rambam tznoin v'chayotze bein. Something that is never pickled, is never preserved, this is mutter. Now here in Dushu, he brings down, I'd like to mention two halachas. One halacha he brings down, if I took a pickle out of a jar and I put it back into the jar, so there's a concept of ein kvisha acha kvisha. That means since it was already pickled in the jar, putting it back, there's no new issa. That's one halacha. A second halacha, he said, yirokai she'ein dalkon lekoisham. There's no Israel. So he says, the derech to be kovish yirokis is when they're whole. If you cut them up in small pieces, so you're not kovish it in that ice, and you only kovish whole yirokis, whole cucumbers, whole peppers, whole tomatoes. So he says, if you have cut up, this is a kula, you have cut up tomatoes or cut up cucumbers, and you're not kovish it in such an oven, so he says you're allowed to salt them. Okay. So mikomok nidobi shendal kelich b'shori. That's he wants to say that goes into dobo shendal kelich b'sh. Arba eichomesh b'yachad to sew four or five together. D'chshekol chaticha monachas levadom. If each piece is lying separately. Ein bazem mishim kovish kvoshim v'gam le'mechzi kima'abit. Avol kshemulcham b'yachad. But if I have four or five pieces together, afilu datoi lo'ochlom tekef, I'm going to eat all these five. I have no intent to keep it there that it should stay in the soul. Four or five is also. Fine. So we have now a new halacha. One is permitted to salt one piece of tznayin. But if there's four or five, he's not allowed to. Fine. A fillu four or five, he salts all four or five, then he starts eating all of them together. It's also. V'masha oisam b'milcham ad sheyaziyu kidakam. What happens, he salted one piece of radish, but he does not want to eat this radish as yet. He wants this salt to stay on the radish till it starts sweating, and then they'll eat it. So then the din is, afilu meileach, oimitabu chatichas senoin chodo, if he's not eating it right away, but he's waiting for the soul to start processing it, and it starts sweating. Also, midine kain hello hatas the kain b'liyorabikosav b'mlidinam loyach snain also atulu chaticha achas. The minig is that we don't salt it. The minig is you dip it into salt, and that's the minig. Minigeno, he said, the minigisha chaitchen b'Shabbos. He says, now there's a minig that they cut up in Shabbos, snowing back, they cut up the radish in small pieces, the nice and oisom b'kor, and you put it in a plate, umbrilchen oisom, and then you salt it, b'shoifchen olav chaymitz, and then you put the vinegar on it, oisom oisom. So that there's such a minig. So the Mishabur says, "Lachayra hadami is alahal b'satiches." What kind of hetter is there? The cut up in small pieces, put it in a plate, and salt it, and put chaimetz on top of it. The also midina afili moichu miyad. The ain hetter by a lot is ala der tibu kolaches lifnei atzmo. They don't let the soul to start processing it. They wants to be made. They pour oil. In other places, they do something that's really wrong. They take lettuce, and they salt it. Until it starts sweating, and that's also ultimate marshal. Zatamu miyarambam. The Rashi knows and tam. Say the melech miskashim gets hard. Vareitikun the domil amebal. The cause of the cause of mitamishulchanor yishlumed. Also lishpach yayin ushar maskim lekli sheyesh boi chaimetz kadei shegam zayiya chaimetz. The domil if I want to sour the wine. The domil lekavish kvoshim.
Oh,
Mm-hmm.